You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
My parents celebrating their 52nd anniversary today.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Are we near the end of that?
Oh, yeah. Well, like long anniversaries?
Yeah.
They're probably on the decline, man, honestly.
I would think so.
People get married later.
That's the thing.
That's
no one's getting married at...
No one gets married as young as our parents tended to get married.
Right.
And I think people give up a lot easier than our parents did.
Yes. It's crazy to be with somebody for 52 years.
It blew my mind.
They must like know everything about each other. Like
they must.
Yeah, I just was thinking about it this morning because, you know, I was sent them a text just to wish them a happy anniversary. And I'm like, damn, 52 years.
Yeah, that's a long time.
One person. You know, I'm almost 20 years married, and you're close to that.
I'm already.
You're already 20?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I thought you were a year behind me.
No.
So that in itself, to me, it seems like a major accomplishment. But 52.
Yeah, your parents are like easygoing, nice people, though. It seems like they wouldn't have a lot of, you know, big blowups or anything throughout the year.
No, they've had their moments like everybody, but they just love each other still. You know,
it's awesome.
After 52 years is nice.
It is nice. It's very inspiring. Yeah,
it's nice to see.
Yeah, 13 was enough for that stuff for me.
Yeah,
that's fine.
But I agree with that too. Listen, I think there are some couples that have stayed together for 50 years that never should have.
Yeah,
like I have some aunts and uncles and stuff. You know that. I mean, some of them aren't with us anymore. But I always thought, ooh, they never. They never should have been together that long.
There's a lot of people like that.
You know, they got married for a reason, whatever it was, you know, bun in the oven or, you know, that kind of thing. But I never thought they should have been together. And deep down, I'm sure they knew that too. But that's the old school tradition of what you can't get.
Yeah. The crazy stuff is when people live to be like 100 with each other, but they got married when they were like when people are celebrating like a 75th anniversary.
Right.
That's like
rare,
insane to me.
Someone just texted their grandparents just celebrated their 69th wedding anniversary.
That's crazy. Getting up in that 70 range. Wow.
Yeah.
It's just because usually us guys we don't last as long. You know, like the girls live on, but you know,
my grandma lived for like probably 25 years or something after her husband died.
Yeah. Because I can remember my grandparents' 50th anniversary. And then it was like shortly after that, I think my grandpa died.
Ooh.
Like, it's just like, it's hard to make it to those 75, you know?
Well, there's one. My great grandparents just celebrated their 75th anniversary.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And someone just said, everything comes off the rails at the 20-year mark. Well, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
There you go. I always thought it was like the 7-year itch.
Yeah, I think it is.
There's another itch at 20?
I don't
you keep itching?
I'll tell you.
If you've made it 20, that long, you're like, you're working on it. You know what I mean? You always are constantly working on it. It's just a, you know.
If you get to 20, I mean, there's nothing outside of it that's worth the, you know, you might as well, you've gone through it.
Right.
Make it work. Unless someone is a complete jackass.
Yeah.
You know?
There's always reasons.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But little things.
Sure.
You know, that's always my advice to people. You know, now that I'm giving advice to people about getting married.
I'll tell you.
Listen. Yeah. I always say, like, don't sweat the small stuff. Meaning, you know, take the big picture into consideration. That one little thing could drive you crazy and you could start a huge fight about it. But you're not thinking about how much you love that person and what they've done for you. And, you know, you don't focus in on little things. Focus on the big picture.
Yeah.
When I started doing that, we, you know, little fights didn't matter anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It just was all good. Someone said my folks got married when they were 19 and 21. Well, that was my parents.
Yeah.
My mom was 19. My dad was 21 when they got married.
My dad was, he was a little smarter. He was like, nah. Like, I think he was around the same age as me when I did it.
You were what, 30?
No, I was like 28.
You were 28?
Yeah. And I think that's when my dad did it too. So it's weird. Like, that's why my parents are so much older than everyone else's parents that are my age. Because they waited 10 years. You know, so it's like it's always been that way. People will be like, oh, yeah, my parents are turning 60. And I'm like, yeah, my parents are in their 70s.
Right.
You know, like it's like something that's always gone on my whole life.
Yeah, Amber's parents are, you know, her dad has passed, but her mom is not 70 until next year.
Right.
So they got married super young.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to see how... You know, they're a couple that honestly I never should have
been. Oh, well, you know. Yeah.
They're great separately.
Right.
Together.
Right.
Didn't really get along. Someone said, after 20 years, you don't fight anymore since you're already dead inside.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. I try to look back at, like, my grandparents and see, like, because I was just a little kid when I was, like, really interacting with them as a couple or whatever, but their day was really funny, like, they'd get up at like 6 a.m. They didn't work because they were retired. And my grandpa would go sit out in the garage literally till it was time for meals.
Yeah.
And then he would come in to go to bed. He'd watch like something at like TV at night. And
yeah. It's odd.
But they didn't talk at all during the day.
That's how it worked.
I think they obviously meant to say I proposed to my fiance, but Tex said I proposed to my Beyonce.
Listen, if you've got a Beyonce, I do not blame you.
At 17.
Oh
gosh.
Jeez.
Hadn't even graduated from high school. We've been together for 6 years now. 2 years engaged. Wedding's coming up next year.
Very good luck with that.
Good luck. Yeah. Those tend not to work. I don't want to, you know, curse you. But that's a rarity, I think. As we said, our parents' generation, we were together since that age.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed to work for a lot of them.
Yeah.
But nowadays, if you're married that young, I think you always think you're missing out on something. And I think social media plays a big part in that. You see all the parties and stuff that you were missing.
Yeah.
Right? Or the single life you're missing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think back in the day, it was just you were pretty much limited to whatever town you were in.
Yeah, it's like, what school dance did you go to?
Whatever town you're in, whatever bar was there. Like, yeah. I don't know how. There's a lot more opportunity to meet people from outside of a certain area.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And it was just expected everyone would get married. You know, like, that's all you did. Mm.
I also think it's so much tougher now with social media. I think there's a lot more temptation that's out there for people.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure, like, a big percentage of marriages fail because it's, like, somebody from Facebook contacted.
That's what I mean. Like, old flames that you could have never imagined ever. Like, normally you'd never talk to someone again. You know? You'd never have, like,
you
got in your bubble. You got in your bubble and you were just in your bubble your whole life. And now your bubble is, like, all, you know... All it takes is the wrong person to come into it.
It just makes it too easy. You know, maybe people were always that way, but they never had access to it. Now it's at your fingertips if you want to cheat or look for something else. Someone said they got married at 23, high school sweethearts. Going to be celebrating 30 years next week.
It was rare.
That's super
really rare.
I know some people like that, too. And I always wanted to say, like... Didn't feel like you missed out on anything.
That's a terrible thing to say.
I never do it, but in my head, I'm always thinking of it.
Man, you know what others feel like? You don't.
You try to use like hardcore hitting interview tactics in friendships is not.
No, I won't.
How do you know hers is great?
You know, there's many other vaginas out there in the world. No, but that's always in my head. Like and good for them. They made it. Yeah. They made it work. But you know,
it is. It's like, you never thought about anything.
Yeah.
And that's always my advice to my boys, too, is like, don't rush into anything. Enjoy life.
Oh, my God.
Right? Enjoy life.
Oh, my God.
Aiden's the guy I'm worried about. I feel like he could easily just fall head over heels and decide that's it.
Well.
He's that kind of guy.
Listen, Dave, think about you. You were always like a meet a girl, date her for...
Years.
For like a while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You probably have some of that, your own stuff, where you probably are like, man, I should have been partying more. You know what I mean? You put it on your own kids, right?
Yep.
You hope. It's like, live your life. Live your life.
No, you should. Party. That's my advice.
But you didn't get married right away.
No,
no,
no.
I was 30.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. No.
You know.
You did it.
I definitely had different experiences.
Yeah.
Before. I didn't have a million.
Yeah,
you know, right.
Right. Right.
But I think today people have a lot more experiences.
Oh my God.
Thanks to the Tinders of the world. But yeah, maybe there was a little bit of me that thought I should have been single a little more, but I just always fell into long-term relationships.
You know, I think it's just one of those things. You don't want your kids to go through something and then have to do, you know, like don't make a bad choice. It's super hard. Once you make a bad choice, life gets super hard.
Yeah. My dad's 62 and on his fourth wife. Someone said he's been living his life.
That's crazy. It's just crazy to me to like, you know, I saw the guy from, is it Roger Waters from Pink Floyd? I think he's getting married for the fifth time. I'm like, he's like, this one's a keeper. I'm like,
yeah, I saw that.
He's like five times. He never gives up
there
on it.
There are people like that, though.
Yeah,
they just can't give up on it.
I don't understand. Like, why get married? Just have a person.
Yeah, just decide.
Some people just have to be married. Can't date.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why some people are so locked into it.
Security thing or something.
This guy, I guess, I don't know, guy or girl, has a question for us here. What do you guys think is too young to be married? What age?
Anything probably before 28.
Yeah, I would say 30. Honestly, yeah. I think once you hit 30, you're more emotionally prepared for it. You're mature enough to handle everything that comes along with it.
Yeah. You should be set in your life.
You have your 20s and your teens.
That is the perfect age, right around that.
That's what I think anyway.
Yeah. There was a study, I remember reading something that said, and you know, I blew it out of the water, but... that if you waited until after you were 26, your chances of making it were way higher than if you got married before you were 26. It's like it's just part of the stats. You know, you're a different person at 18 than you are at 21, than you are at 25, than you are at 30.
Yes, so, absolutely.
I also believe I liked living with my husband before we got married. I think it was the greatest thing I did. Really?
Yeah, we've talked about that before. Both of us did that. And I only did it for a year because, you know, Amber's parents would have had my head if they found out I was living with her for that long. But it's so important to get to know someone before you, like the people that live in separate homes and all of a sudden they're married and that's the first time they're actually living with someone. You don't know a person until you live with them.
No. And I do think that people can be anyone that they need to be.
When they're not living with
You know, like you don't see someone's true colors.
You could live with them and not even know them.
That's true, too.
Absolutely true.
That's really true.
Someone said, I'm 31 with my third husband. He's it? My last husband lasted 2 months.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
I think there was a lot of societal constraints on divorce back in the day.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think it was like really...
Especially if you're involved with the church or something.
It's like a nuclear option almost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My dad sure didn't mind hitting a button.
He never gave up on it either, right? He's
calmed down a little bit now.
That's good.
Mike's with us in Windsor here. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, Dave. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, what's
Penis.
Up? Penis. What's your comment?
Me and my wife, we're engaged at 19, married at 23. We've been married for 15 years, and I'm ready to let you ask any questions.
So you're bucking the trend. You think, like, personally, we think getting married that young is a little too young. You don't feel like you missed out on so much other vag?
I'm going to be honest with you. No, what I feel like I've missed out on is, like, syphilis.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
I kind of grew up with the anxiety of like catching something. You know, that was the trend growing up.
I mean, I get that.
So
it's not bad way. So, to be.
You know, and I must say, me and my wife, we've been through some crazy stuff. You know, with medical stuff with our kids and things. But yeah, it was going strong. seems like we still love each other, but you never know.
Yeah, well, no, that's those are the tricky parts.
Yeah, so far so good.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
But I mean, you don't not to get too personal, but you had you experienced other partners at 19, or is she the only woman you've ever been with sexually?
Well, we've been together since 2000, so we were like 16. So when we first started dating, so no, she's my first, and I'm her first. So
sometimes maybe it's better to have no idea.
Right, you both, neither of you. The only penis she knows is yours.
Yeah,
the only vagina you know is hers.
Exactly.
So, right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congrats on 15 years. Fingers crossed. Keeps going for you guys.
Thanks, and I just want to say thanks, guys. It was my bucket list to get on your show and speak to you guys.
Oh,
I mean,
there
you go.
Man, check that off now.
There you go.
Don't go sleeping around with whores now that you've done it.
No, now that's your big time. Now that you're big time.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right,
dude. Thanks, guys.
Have a good day. No, he's fine. No one's going
to. This is, not to get too personal, but you, 13 years.
Yes.
Would you have done it sooner, or you think it was the right age based on your kids and I know that was a big consideration for you, right?
Oh, man. It was just where my kids were at and where I was at.
So it was you feel like the perfect time to go your separate ways?
Yeah, I had
right. I didn't want to get too personal. Yeah, just wondering
I didn't want to either.
Tyler. Hey, Tyler, how you doing, man?
Doing all right. How are you?
Good. Are you in the same room as your phone, or are you
down
in the hall?
Another room.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm just at work. I'm heavy equipment
officer. Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Well, don't screw up.
You got married at 19.
Yeah, I was 19. I met my wife at 18, so we only dated a year. And she had a kid, so I was technically still in high school helping her raise a newborn baby.
Ooh, wow. That is, there was baggage there already. At 19, you had. How long have you been together?
We've been together for 4.5 years now.
So that seems like 30 years.
Well, when you think about
when you're young, like
that. Yeah, I was gonna say, right?
Like 4 years is like a hell of an accomplishment. When you're that.
Isn't that why they say like summers? When you're young, summer seem to last forever because as a percentage of your life.
Right, like it's
the summertime is like, oh, wow, like 4 months is so long. I've only been alive for 8 years or whatever.
It's like a third of his life.
Yeah.
Someone said married a stripper at 24.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Traveled the country while she stripped.
How was that?
Wasn't until 3 years later I found out she was banging everyone.
Well, yes!
That's what they do! It's what they do!
Now I'm 37, married to my second wife with a great marriage and a beautiful 2-year-old. Words of wisdom, don't marry a stripper. We've been saying that for years.
Oh my God.
That to me is just common knowledge.
Yeah. Like if you're dating a stripper and she comes home and it's like she throws all the money on the bed and it's like thousands of dollars, that's not just from lappers.
Yeah.
No.
It's not.
That's for Beegers and HJs and all sorts of unbelievable things they get up to. But I mean, that was, so it's 13, 14 years ago. People didn't view strippers maybe in that way. You know, nowadays it seems like strippers can't just strip. They've got to do, full on sex acts in order to.
Well, actually, I almost feel like it's going the other way.
Yeah,
like,
I do. I think it's going the other way because of OnlyFans.
Yeah, just showing themselves online now.
There was like the dark ages of stripping. So there was when I was like 20 and going to the bars and you couldn't even get close to them. Right. Mm-hmm. You couldn't even get close. In fact, you didn't really even dream of like the fact that a guy would go into the back and ask for something.
Yeah.
It just was like. Come on, what are you
doing? I couldn't believe when I found out about it.
Yeah.
I was like, I thought the whole rule was like you just basically sit there and you can't move. And
Right. But then there was a time, and this is like after me and my buddy stopped going to do any of that stuff, where it got nasty. And now I think it's like Andy said, it's pulling out of that because OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. Because you don't have to give as many hand jobs.
You don't have to even see the people.
Right. Anymore. You just...
Totally. And I can understand. Strip clubs, you think that's not?
I think strip clubs is almost like a way to advertise your OnlyFans.
I bet that strip club patrons are older and older.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I haven't been older.
I don't think
in a
they have
time.
Like a bunch of new clientele.
Right.
I just know that there's, I mean, this street near our station used to be Strip Club Row, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The majority of them are closed now.
Are they? I haven't been down that way in a while. There's a bunch of them that are closed.
There was like it was three I passed.
Every block.
It was like how casinos are in Vegas. Like
That was 8 Mile. Yeah, there were strip clubs all the way along here. Yep. And
it's all,
so many
it's all weed places.
Yeah.
Now.
When I first got here, I was like, whoa, there's such a variety of strip clubs.
Yeah. Yep.
Boston hot wife here.
Okay.
High school sweethearts together 20 plus years. Only married 5. Not missing out on any penis.
Well, no, because you take everyone that you can get.
Right. She's a hot
wife. She's a hot wife. Like, that's the... I don't want to shock anyone, but that's the workaround. You know? Like, a guy not caring that you are banging people.
Hopefully. And that's a hot wife, for those who don't know the definition, because we get this all the time. It's she's having something going on outside of the relationship, but he's not. Is that it?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
He's not involved in whatever she's got going on.
Nope, it's just the she's stories just allowed to. And the videos and, you know.
I'm still shocked that prostitution's not happening in strip clubs, you guys think, anymore. I still think it's
happening. Oh, no, it is.
It's happening.
I just don't think, I don't think that strippers have to, I don't think people, I think they gravitate more towards the OnlyFans now.
Right, so say there was the upper,
best talent.
Yeah, the upper echelon of talent doesn't even have to go to a strip club anymore. They can go straight to online.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Dylan's, so it's a lower quality.
Yeah, girl that's there doing
that. Hey, Dylan, good morning, man.
Penis balls.
Penis, what's your comment?
So I've been listening to you guys since I was about 8 on the last radio station. I'm 25 now.
Yeah.
So I disregarded Chuck's advice.
Oh.
And I got married about at the end of May this year.
Yeah. How's
my wife's 22. I'm 25. It's been really good. We just moved into our first townhouse. This is like not too long ago. It's been really good. It's just, I don't know. It's just weird. Especially, like, we were dating for a while, and we lived together for a year, but met her in college, of course, so.
Yeah.
That.
Hey, it's all good, dude. You think you found the person you want to be with the rest of your life, then good for you.
Yeah.
Not everyone gets that.
Yeah. No, it's just weird, and I went to a religious college, so that probably didn't exactly help the case, but I mean.
Right.
And I'm not super religious, but I mean, I love her, so.
But you've had other experiences before this.
Not that many, but some.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, dude. All the best. Wish you luck, dude.
That means none.
Some. He said some.
Went to religious college.
Maybe it was just over the pants stuff. Who knows?
Yeah. Maybe it was just grindy.
Hand stuff for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hand stuff.
Hand stuff. Yeah.
And over the phone discussions.
Oh, yeah.
Of explicit activities they would like to try.
Exactly. They weren't at that Christian college. Ken's in Belleville. Hi, Ken.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Long time listener.
Thank you, sir. So you've been divorced.
Oh, yeah. We were married for 13 years and ended up divorced for 3. And I'm telling you, man, that 3 years was the best part to clear our heads. And I ended up being able to buy my boss Mustang and all the weapons that I wanted. And we remarried, and, you know, because she was a big anti-gun and all that. And
you remarried the same person?
Yeah. Same person, 3 years later.
That's good. I don't know if
separation
I've ever heard of that.
I've heard of that. Oh, that happens. Yeah, that happens.
I know
some
people like that.
Sometimes it's better just to separate for a bit than get see how it goes.
I'll tell you, I mean, it's been great. And, you know, I swear, I mean, we still have our times, but we know our limits. And, you know, there was just certain things that, you know, we couldn't get through, and mainly was money. But now it's like I got what I want, and, you know, things are good. I mean, we've been married now 6 years, and it's all good. I mean, it was a terrible point in our lives for 3 years, you know. But you learn to appreciate each other, and you realize that grass isn't always greener on the other side of the fence, too, you know.
Yeah, so that separation.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, God, yes. And you know what? I mean, I see this, you know, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, we'd never divorce again.
That's good.
Yeah.
And you know what, guys? I mean, honestly, too, one of the things that really clicked with me was, and I was at the time doing a lot of world travel for work and whatnot, But, man, no matter who you're with, you know, no matter how beautiful the girl or guy is or whatever, but when you have kids together, it's never going to be the same. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was just like I couldn't get through that, to be totally honest with you. I just couldn't get through that, that no matter what would happen, our lives would never be the same. My kid's life, my life, my wife's life, never be the same.
Yeah,
yeah, you can get that. And some can get through that and some can't, for sure. Thanks for calling in, Ken.
Exactly.
So a break, a three-year break worked for him.
I like that when they returned to love, it was just like a Mustang filled with weaponry.
Like that was like, it's America.
It's so glorious.
It's America. I return to you.
My boss's Mustang.
And all these guns.
Yeah, guns. Mustang.
I feel better now.
I got all of my stuff out. I think I could love you forever now. As he's left a bunch of guns in front of his Mustang. I believe this is all I need for the rest of the time. As long as I can have these guns and this cherry Mustang.
Yep. I feel good.
I believe in love.
It's a simple thing.
That is so... If she had to let him do that stuff, I wonder if would have even have got like divorced.
Would have helped, I guess. Of something he needed.
Right. She won't even let me have all the guns and Mustangs I want.
Of course it's not.
Well, I'm leaving then.
I've never encountered anyone who got divorced and remarried to the same person again.
I guess I've never encountered it.
I knew somebody
I've heard of it.
His parents did.
Yeah.
They were away for a while and then remarried.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's a bold move.
Yeah.
It already didn't
work out. I
think
it was like they were like better friends. I think they were good friends and they missed each other on that level. And as they got older, the sex part, I don't know about their sex.
It didn't matter as much or whatever.
Yeah. It's hard to know about their sex.
It is. Speculate.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah.
How you doing, man? You've been married twice already.
Yep, twice. First one was 8 years. I was 23 when I got married the first time. Abusive. I knew it. But I have to be everybody's knight in shining armor.
Mm. Yeah, okay. It's a good thing to get over.
Second one, I remarried in 08, adopted all three of her kids, and they took me for a ride for 12 years.
Yeah.
Jesus, Mike.
So, yep, alcohol, drugs, put her through college, got her degree. Karma's a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm completely restable, two motorcycles, new house. Go. New truck.
There you go.
Great woman.
Trucks and motors.
She lost her medical license, lost her job because of the alcohol. I'm like, it's the best $50,000 or $60,000 I threw in the toilet. So I'm getting remarried again in 2023.
Oh, don't do it. Mike.
Maybe not.
Third time's a charm.
Hey, why not?
Hey. I can afford it now. I can go to Punta Cana to get married.
Oh, well, there you go. And then it's there all it crazy is. From there,
there
right?
It is.
All right, Mike. All the best, dude.
See ya, bud.
Thanks.
See ya.
Later.
That was tragic off the top, right?
I like the difference between the people that have been married once and then the people that have been married twice. Because the people that have been married once, they're like, hey, it's great. Everything's fine or whatever. And that guy's like, yeah, $50,000 down the drain. Got two motorcycles.
Yeah.
I'm living a dream now, about to do it again. Punta Cana.
Yeah.
They do sound different.
Yeah.
They definitely do. That dude's been through a lot.
I could tell just right away. How's it going?
Does he... I guess I don't want to...
What's
his first wife beat him? Is that what he...
No, probably
emotionally.
Emotional abuse or whatever. Verbal.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's a tough go.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a woman beating the hell out of you.
Well, that's different.
That's tough. Mark...
I do think guys do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, man, how long you been together?
We met in high school. I was 17. She was 16. In fact, I played football, and she was a cheerleader. Been together for a very long time, and happy married going 16 years now. And I'm 38, and she's 37.
The football player married the cheerleader, and it worked out.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. And then finally we, it's been happy. It's been a great, I mean, we had our moments, but at the same time, it's been happy, you know, it's growing old together and it's loving life.
All right, dude. Well, glad it worked out. Thanks for calling. And that never would ever work out in most parts of the world.
No, it's like a movie. That's like a movie.
Football player and cheerleader get married and they stay together 16 years.
It's like a real Saved by the Bell happy ending.
Exactly, yeah. It really is.
Zach Morris, even though he didn't play football, but he married Kelly Kapowski and they ended up happily ever after.
Exactly.
This guy said, we got married young. We were both 20. Divorced at 32. We still live together, though, 9 years later.
Well, that's what's weird when people buy, like, a home and they can't afford to get out of it.
Oh, and they just
like,
have
weirdly stuck together.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah.
I work with a guy that's on his third marriage to the same lady.
Mm. Oh, man.
He lives here in Tampa. She lives in Las Vegas.
Oh.
Well. Maybe distance. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
What's happening?
I don't know. I mean, you can't. There's no sense you can talk into some people. It's just like, it is what it is. Seems like they fight and get divorced instead of just like going to each other's corners.
Right.
What's your take on that? Do you think divorce should be easy? You think it should be, hey.
Divorce.
Yeah, that's it. Like, it should be that simple?
Yes.
Or you think some people need some time?
I think it's, I think there is definitely a barrier that the cost associated. And then I also know like a lot of guys who've been absolutely screwed in the process.
Cost is the main deterrent right now, I think.
It's cost and just like what it can do to some guys who are, you know, breadwinners and then. You get one judge. If you got one judge, you would have been okay and everything would have been fine. You get another judge and then you're financially strapped for, you know, a certain amount of years. And it can be like really insane. And the thing is, it doesn't matter. A lot of guys who get totally screwed, it's their wife who decided to leave. Like they're like, I'm done. And he's like, oh, but, you know, but I really love you and everything. And that doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to pay for all their stuff.
This person said, my mother-in-law married 15 times. She's 61 now. No. Her longest marriage was 15 years. Her shortest marriage was 22 hours.
Yeah.
That's a record.
Some people just love getting married.
Yeah.
Just love it.
I do know someone who's elderly that if she marries you, you're a goner.
She's a widowmaker?
Yeah. It's like four or something like that, I think.
Four widows?
Like, had the long marriage, died. Another marriage, dead. Another marriage, dead. Another dead.
Oh, man, there's no way. My like, God. It's like, once you find out the history, you run for your life. What is she doing? She banging him to death? What's she doing?
I don't think so. Oh. I don't think it's that. It's just like... bad luck.
Just an incredibly bad streak of luck.
It's just bad luck.
How many times can you keep going?
I mean, I don't think as a guy you should probably marry her.
No.
If you find out that.
Yeah.
You've had four husbands die?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh, if you found out, you just went out for dinner and then she revealed her history.
Yeah, no, I mean.
Run.
That's crazy.
But like, you know, I think some people like need someone else.
Yeah.
You know, like they need someone else. And then
there's
some people.
There's that codependency thing, I think, that makes people get married easy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm a fairly independent person. You know, I can handle time alone, no problem. But man, I prefer being with Amber. You know?
Yeah.
She has had a little girls' weekend away this weekend. And, I went to lunch by myself, and it was like the saddest thing. I'm like, oh, great. I'll go for lunch. And then I'm like sitting there at the table by myself going, huh.
Oh, wow. That's
This isn't good.
Yeah.
So even though I can do it, I miss it. And maybe if you don't have that, then you're okay. You know, you're fine with it.
Yeah.
But I'm so used to being with her everywhere that it was a boring lunch for me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A frightening moment for someone at a Waffle House in Atlanta. He says a waitress pointed a gun at his head all over a dispute over food.
Hmm.
You should expect your Waffle House waitress to be armed.
You know they are.
They're all armed.
Yeah.
Have been since the dawn of time.
Yeah.
Here's the story of what happened from Fox 13 in Atlanta. Take a listen.
This customer tells me it happened at this Waffle House in downtown Atlanta, all starting over cheese eggs. He tells me the incident has left him scrambled.
Oh, Jesus on earth.
She would like to blow my brains out.
Candy Franklin says an argument with a waitress over food sizzled out of control early Wednesday morning.
Yes, I don't have no cheeses. They got my cheeses wrong. First, they didn't bring it to me. Then they brought me some normal eggs. That's why I had cheese on. You know, I tipped in everything. And it all was just a normal dispute over food. I would never in a million years think that it would come to gun violence.
Franklin says it happened at the Marietta Street location in downtown Atlanta. He says a simple situation cracked out of control.
Like I said, I'm looking down at my food, trying to make sure it's right. And I see people just running, you know. So that's when I look up, and she had the gun at me like this. Then I was like, you tripping. You ain't finna do nothing. And she cocked it back. So I'm like, well, maybe she is finna do something.
Oh, wait, Dad. Hold on. You a professional.
That's awesome.
You ain't gonna do that. Maybe she is gonna do something. I'm gonna put her down.
Turn the Rambo and try to get on the fire today.
Atlanta police confirmed they investigated.
You ain't finna do that. And she caught it back. So, like, well, maybe she is finna do something. Now it's time for me to turn the Rambo and try to get on up out of there.
Yeah. Atlanta police confirmed they are investigating the incident.
I was fearing for my life. Like I said, I had been shot before, and I just lost a brother to gun violence. Mm. So all that went through my mind.
A representative from Waffle House told me they have received a customer complaint and have launched an investigation.
No more Waffle House for me. At all.
As tensions boil, Franklin is glad things weren't worse.
They must got some good eggs and cheese in there, you know. Yeah, never that serious, never.
No, never again. No, hell no.
I like his attitude. I do too. I've been at Waffle House.
I asked Mr. Franklin.
They're like, listen, you can have a gun, but don't cock it back.
Yeah, please.
Don't cock it at the customers. Please.
Unless you have to.
You're right. You get a write-up for that.
What does he want to come from the situation? He says he doesn't want to see anyone behind bars, but he does want this waitress to be held accountable for her actions and punished. Of course, we'll keep you updated on the outcomes.
What a story.
Cheese eggs.
He's an incredible man.
So I've had one experience now at Waffle House.
Yeah.
And I was on my list to go there. And
did you almost get shot?
I didn't almost get shot. It was a weird place. But I mean, when you're... Listen, I it was like $7 and I got 15 plates of food. You know?
Very reasonably priced.
It's super reasonable. You can't expect everything.
It's tough to get workers right now.
You gotta take
whoever you can get, and
sometimes can add all sorts of stuff to your eggs and even your hash browns. You can mix stuff in, like there's add-ons.
Oh.
I didn't realize
that. Glad you got to do that. That was on your bucket
list.
Yeah,
that was on Dave's bucket list.
See, or other things on your list.
Must go to Waffle House. I've never been.
That's a man who's running out of stuff on his list. He's done most.
When the Waffle House ends up on your list?
Yeah.
It was stupid. I have what I call a stupid bucket list.
Yeah.
Right? It's just stupid little things I've never gotten around to. And that's on there. But checkaroo. Done, but no gun. Thank you. There was a couple people in there definitely looked like they were armed.
Sure. I bet the downtown Atlanta Waffle House is a wild place.
It looks like it.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the hardest Waffle Houses there is.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, not to defend her, but I'm sure the waitresses there take some crap.
Yeah.
Right? They're used to some characters in there.
Sure. Sure.
So she felt like she had to be armed.
His reaction to this. Maybe she ain't gonna do something.
Yeah. Was that guy's name Candy Franklin?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He's an incredible man.
He is. Yeah. Like, oh, she's not going to do it. Oh, hell, there she will.
He tells a story.
There must be some good eggs and cheese in there. It's never that serious.
Yeah. Yeah, I've only eaten at Waffle House one time. I didn't feel as though my life was in danger.
I never have, and it's not on my list.
Yeah. Oh, that's too bad, Lise.
Sorry.
No.
A little checkaroo. No,
that's all right.
It's pass. Listen, it's fine.
You know, yes. It's exactly probably what I would expect. Yeah,
I mean, it's hard to do breakfast wrong.
It's like a Denny's.
It really is.
It's just like a Denny's. Is you saying it's fine?
It's below pretty good.
Yeah. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah. On my scale, on the Dave scale, fine is below pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Okay is below fine. It's okay.
I haven't been there because there's no one around. Yeah. And on trips, I guess you'd go, but.
Yeah, for me it was trips. Like family, only if my parents took us somewhere.
Someone said, always get the double covered and smothered.
Oh.
Go back, Dave.
Yeah, like you see his face like he missed something.
Double covered
and smothered.
Write that down.
Dave hates to miss. He hates to miss something.
What do you mean double covered and smothered?
What's that? Tell me more.
Yeah.
I do want to know now.
That's the hash brown.
Double covered and smothered. Waffle House. What is smothered and covered? Hash browns prepared with onions and cheese.
Yeah, see.
No. They just,
Andy's from Ohio. He knew that. That's one of the national.
That's one of their state dinners.
One of our state foods. they give that to the governor when he's elected.
Everything in Ohio must be smothered and covered.
Yeah, that's
bring out the devil, smothered and covered.
Right.
I'll take a salad, smothered and covered.
A lot of people don't know that the governor's house is made of cheese.
You know what, though? Like, they just fire a Kraft single down on there.
That looks awesome.
That looks terrible.
That's what they do, huh?
It looks like you dropped hash browns.
Yeah, like it was, oops, piece of cheese fell on top of it.
Yeah, it became a national treasure. Mm.
They did screw up my order, too. Luckily, I didn't make a big deal out of it and she didn't pull a gun.
You're lucky.
But they gave me a chocolate chip waffle instead of a regular waffle. And I just, honestly, there was like four black spots in it. And I was like, I said, hey, is something up here? She's like, yeah, chocolate chips.
So got four.
But you know what? You know what happened? They made someone else one. And then they just poured your stuff onto, like, chocolate chips that fell randomly on the grill. Oh, I almost guarantee
that's
it.
That's probably it.
Almost. Because I've gotten a blueberry like that, and I'm like, clean your grill. I don't eat your blueberries.
Yeah, that's your ooh.
And then I took my gun out, and then they took their gun out, and then I had to kill a guy. But it was okay.
Yeah, you're right. It had four chocolate chips in there.
That's probably what
it was like $6 for 14 plates of food, so I just, you know.
Yeah,
I wasn't putting up a fight.
You can get a lot of food there for real cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, their loaded hash browns, which includes ham, it looks like, onion, tomato, jalapeno, and a cheese slice thrown on
top.
One cheese slice.
How about shred some cheese on there?
No, that's none.
That's
not happening.
Yeah, it's not happening.
It cost $1.89.
Yeah. Luckily, that guy made it out. Okay.
Yes.
And wasn't shot because of his cheesy eggs. What a way to go. And he's already been shot once. That dude's living a life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Downtown Atlanta.
Candy Franklin.
Atlanta's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So here's another crazy story. This one out of Salt Lake City. A dude arrested over the weekend. Police say he used his wheelchair as a bulldozer.
Cool.
To break into his estranged wife's apartment. All while swinging a hatchet.
Not cool. Man.
Even people in wheelchairs are armed with hatchets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
56-year-old Juan Munguia was booked into the Salt Lake County Jail for investigation of aggravated burglary and two counts of aggravated assault. He used a hatchet to try and gain entry into his estranged wife's apartment. When she opened the door to see what was happening, he used his 400-pound battery-powered wheelchair as a bulldozer to force the door open and push his way into the apartment.
Mm. Let me just hit forward.
Yeah.
Or reverse.
They make it sound so crazy.
Yeah, I know.
It's a bulldozer. But
yeah. More of a battering ram.
I guess the resident tried to keep him from forcing his way inside.
You can't stop a wheelchair when it wants to go.
but they couldn't close the door nor move the wheelchair.
Nope.
Adding it all happened while this guy was swinging a hatchet from the wheelchair, saying he would kill them.
I guess I'd get behind something with a large bump and just start throwing cans of soup at him. You know, I mean, I don't know.
I guess she was in there with her new man. And he was
Juan
pissed.
Was upset.
Juan Munguia was super upset. One of the victims sustained injuries during the assault while attempting to disarm him of his hatchet. The altercation only stopped when he was disarmed, subdued.
What?
And the joystick was used to reverse him out of the apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the official police report. Police reported seeing evidence of multiple hatchet strikes and damaged drywall reportedly caused by the bulldozing wheelchair. He lives in the same apartment complex.
Hmm.
He said he had to collect something from his wife, ex-wife, or strange wife. That's why he was there. It was a family heirloom. And he wanted it back.
He lives in the same apartment complex?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she moved just to a different apartment with a new man.
Yeah.
I wonder what the heirloom was.
I'd love to know.
I wonder if it was just like, it was probably like an old Beanie Baby or something.
Yeah, one of the USA ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, those are beautiful.
Yep.
Police say he had no answer when asked about the chop marks on the door or how he got inside the apartment.
I guess it's time to hatchet up, people. I mean, if everyone's got a hatchet, I know I have a hatchet.
Yeah,
I didn't realize
you
I
don't travel
start.
With it.
No, but I think I should. I think maybe I should. Gorgeous.
For one,
I have a gorgeous. I'm looking to see if they haven't released his mugshot.
No,
and there's a fighter with a similar name that it takes you to, but not this guy. What is all? Is this what's happened now?
What's that?
Because my computer was taken over by Egyptians.
Yes.
Now everything I look up is there some new program that
I don't know
lets
what
me
that
know?
Is.
I've never seen that.
That's something they installed on your computer for sure.
Webroot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I actually like it. That's nice.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of verifying.
I honestly, when I first saw it, I was like, "Oh wow, we have some kind of real." Ransomware problem, but those are good things, I guess. It threw me for a loop seeing all the green checks.
Yeah, it did for me too. I wonder what the hell was going on, if it was like a fake.
Well, because you know when you search something normally, like the first five things you see are like an ad, it'll say ad. I thought that's what that green check was at first. I was like, oh, it must mean an ad, but it's not. It's just
it's okay,
so like, Dave, you can go.
Yeah. You can
go here, Dave.
Click this, and you won't get taken over by Egyptians again.
Yeah.
Anyways, so this guy in the wheelchair now faces a ton of charges. Hey, move out of the same apartment building.
Do you think she just fell in love with another man in the same apartment and just moved her stuff
with him?
Yeah, like I think that's what happened. Yeah.
A fully able man, that would suck for him.
I would feel bad for Juan.
I would too.
Like just the guy upstairs, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, well, he got to him.
In the laundry room.
He got to him somehow. It wasn't upstairs for sure. Unless there's an elevator. No,
well, I'm sure there's probably.
Yeah.
Well, it has to be accessible.
Yeah, you're right.
Legally.
You're right.
Here's another love triangle. This one played out with two cops from Lee County, Florida. One of them got fired, one Lee County deputy. Another suspended. After they looked into this workplace love triangle, which included one of the men placing a tracking device in his wife's car, Deputy Michael Fisher told his bosses that he had separated from his wife in hopes of changing his schedule to help with childcare, and his wife went to live with her family in Lehigh Acres. He believed his wife was having an affair that led to the separation. In an attempt to find out what was going on, he bugged his wife's car with a GPS tracking device that was equipped with a microphone. Additionally, he believed one of his fellow cops was the one that was banging her. He explained this all to his supervisors, telling them about the tracking device. he noticed that his wife's car was often parked for long periods of time at a home linked to a fellow police officer.
Right.
Deputy Joseph Dino.
Well, that's a dead giveaway, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
During this time, he would also drive past the family home where his wife was staying. He later admitted to turning the GPS off on his work vehicle when he did this, so the police department wouldn't realize what he was doing.
Right.
He believed he heard the two of them having sex as well.
Oh, my goodness.
In the car. Thanks. Through this GPS device.
Oh, he can listen in.
And found a used condom.
That's not great cleanup. That's
another man's semen.
Yep. Yep, that's not great.
When his wife was interviewed as part of this official police investigation, she admitted she did bone the other cop about five times.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, he was still on duty when they did it.
That's the problem right there.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
In fact, they would meet at a park on Fort Myers Beach. That's where they did it the most.
Because it wouldn't matter. Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking about it. But
no, you're
on duty.
Did the guy get in any trouble for tracking
it? Yeah, so here's the deal. According to the wife, she and the other cop, Dino, spent their time talking, kissing, listening to music. She admitted they had sex in the backseat of the car while he was on duty as well. He was in his Lee County Sheriff's Deputy uniform during all this, driving a marked cruiser.
Half in it.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Or just out through the zip.
Yeah.
When he was interviewed, the officer did admit they had sex three times while he was on duty. He claimed that he was still monitoring the radio during their sex.
Yeah.
Still listening in to see if they, calling all cars. During further investigation, it was found there were 3 hours and 46 minutes total where his car was parked at this park where he did not respond to any calls or perform any duties.
Oh,
3
wow.
hours and 46 minutes of his shifts. So, the guy that was taping his wife on a GPS.
Yes.
He got suspended for 2 days.
That's it.
Faces 6 months of discipline.
Okay.
The dude that was boning that guy's wife while still on duty.
3 days.
Fired.
Oh, fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just
you're allowed
can't do
to
that.
Tape your wife illegally.
Yeah.
That's fine. Well, 3 days off.
Yeah.
Banging on duty and not responding to calls, that's a big no-no.
It probably changes things when a vehicle is yours. Like, I don't think you can put a tracker on, like, a girlfriend's car. But if you own a car, you can put a tracker on it, right?
Well, they could have pressed charges. But they decided not to.
Oh, okay.
The wife and the guy she was cheating with could have pressed charges at the guy for illegally tracking and taping them.
Right.
But decided not to press charges. So he may have been fired, I guess, if they decided to press charges. Who knows?
I'm going to see if I can find their pictures here. Well, you don't want the cop who's going to have to pay you possible alimony to get fired when you divorce.
No, you don't.
So...
know if they're
what
sometimes
a,
you
what
can
a,
get lucky and find their pictures online somewhere, but
what a tangled web.
Sometimes not. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
All in all.
It's a bummer for that guy.
And it's probably the guy didn't want to press charges because he's like, I'm sleeping with his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
right.
Let that go.
Yep.
And you realize
they know they're in the wrong.
Up to no good. Uh oh. Is this at least them? Is that the guy that? Oh no, it's not.
No, thank God.
It sucks when your image comes up.
Yeah,
and you're associated
crazy.
With something else. It's
like,
oh no. I think
it takes you to a bunch of different pictures of Lee County.
Yeah, but none of them are the
none of them are the ones.
But it just sucks because it looks like a girl and a guy cop. It's like, well, there they are.
Yeah, that's gotta
ask them.
There he is.
Yep. And it's not.
Yeah, they show the deputies. I wonder if any of them have ever been deputy of the month.
Probably.
You can only have so many, right?
James Campbell.
Oh, yeah, there's a deputy James Campbell.
Very popular name.
Yeah.
He wasn't sleeping around.
That we know of.
So, the guy taping his wife, 3 days suspension. The guy sleeping with the wife while on the clock and not responding to any calls fired.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You can't do that.
I just always thought they tracked cops more heavily anyway. I always thought they knew exactly where those guys are. I guess they probably just, it's like a honor system.
And that one cop said that they could turn it off. Because he was like, I turned off the GPS so they didn't know where I was. It's weird for them to have
the ability to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't think they look into it until they have to.
Yeah.
Right? Because any kind of story that's come up about this, they said when they investigated, they realized he wasn't.
Yeah.
You know? So they probably don't attention.
No one's like, oh, where's car 248 at all times?
Yeah. I guess in my mind kind of figured that.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, taxpayer cars.
Yeah.
Here's a crazy story out of the UK this morning. A nurse is suing the National Health Service. She claimed she had been secretly hypnotized.
Yeah.
To fart against her will.
That's a terrible way to use it.
Oh, my God. Imagine that.
Weird excuse?
Imagine that.
No!
You will
fart.
I don't want to.
You will fart. God, that would be a horrible fate.
In the worst situations, the most awkward moments of your life, someone controlled your ass?
Yeah, it's no good.
Imagine only when you're given bad news. Like, you give bad news, but then you just cut the biggest one loose.
Oh, yeah, so like, grandma died.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what a... I don't know how they hypnotized her, but that's diabolical.
Zandra Sampson says hypnosis was being used on her at the Ealing Hospital in London.
Yes, it was.
Poor heating and ventilation.
Wait a second.
Altered her state of consciousness and allowed bosses to control employees, according to the report.
Is that why our heating and cooling is always off? Are we hypnotized?
They're altering
right now?
Our state of consciousness.
Are we hypnotized?
Oh, we keep coming back here. She refused to cooperate, they say, and had to be let go. At an employment tribunal, the former head nurse said she was suffering from unwelcome gastrointestinal disturbances at work.
I've been hypnotized.
She said she was the target of ideomotor phenomenon, a little known hypnotic concept which allegedly forces people to make movements unconsciously. This couldn't be physically possible, right? Unless you're just the world's gassiest lady. You don't, like someone...
You have to have, someone, the gun has to be loaded, yeah, if you will.
Like someone couldn't just say to me right now,
Fart, Dave.
Because I couldn't make it happen.
I could.
I don't know.
No, but...
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I know. Yeah, you got to have one in the chamber.
Yeah, so like hypnotism has nothing to do with the farts.
No.
But maybe she always has farts on deck. Maybe all humans have farts on deck all the time, and we just don't know. It just takes the right situation to make them occur.
I think there'd be a dangerous time every once in a while when you'd be playing a risky game of trying to force something.
I am a staunch believer in that. I think everybody has at least one fart in them.
I could fart right now. If you gave me the command.
So if I pushed a button right here controlled your farts,
I could fart.
It would be released.
And I'd feel a lot better.
She tried to sue for unfair dismissal and disability discrimination, but she just lost her case.
Well, sure.
I bet she farted right after she found
out. The whole time of reading it.
The employment judge admitted they had no idea what she was talking about.
Right.
But the trust, they believe, did not discriminate against her or unfairly dismiss her.
Sounds like she just lost.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. A little bit. Unless this is happening everywhere, we're all hypnotized.
All farts are hypnotism based.
Oh, my God.
Maybe a long time ago, one hypnotist.
Yep.
Started it.
I think there'd be more inappropriate farts then.
Yeah.
You know?
You're probably right.
More awkward farts, if that.
There'd be much more.
Was it thing?
I'm trying to think of like a They Live type movie where it's just awkward farts. but you're the only one who doesn't.
I don't know. I love the idea of using the mastery of hypnotism to make people fart. I mean, it's like...
It's incredible, really.
You're not using it to rob a bank. You're not using it to...
It's. I know, Chuck, you never let anyone hypnotize you, you said.
No.
But it is stuff like this that does, I'm sure, scare people. It is a psychological phenomenon wherein a subject makes motions unconsciously, believed to be controlled by hypnosis.
Yeah, I just don't, I don't know on what level I'd have to trust you. I'd have to have someone else in the room.
What, to hypnotize? Get hypnotized?
Yeah, I'd have to have someone else in the room, and it'd have to be recorded, the whole thing, so that I could go back and be like, what did they say? You know, what did I say back?
What's the main purpose of hypnotherapy? To
get
kind
you
of,
to remember. Like, my memory is so, so bad.
I thought it was to get you to stop doing, like, smoking.
There's certain things. Like, my grandma always said that she got hypnotized to quit smoking in, like, the 50s.
Well, see, I only know a lot about it just from the hypnotic regression type stuff. I mean, I know that there's always been the, hey, you know, lose weight.
Yeah.
You know, stop smoking.
It is weird, though, that, like, all your memories are in your head. And, like, something about hypnotism and what it does to your breathing or whatever allows you to access memories you might not regularly be able to.
I find that fascinating. That's the fascinating thing about
it. It's really weird stuff.
So what scares you about it?
Remembering something that I don't want to remember.
You think there's stuff back there?
I have no idea.
That's a coping mechanism of the brain, right?
Yeah.
Like, is to, you forget things that are horrible.
Yeah.
So to make you remember them, it might change, like, outlooks on life and things. But I just don't want somebody tooling around in there.
I feel like mine is just a bunch of loose wires.
you don't want to
attach something to something else.
I don't really believe in it. I don't think I could be hypnotized.
I think you have to be willing to.
They say
be
that, hypnotized. Right? Don't they say that you only people willing?
I
can
think.
Be?
Well, okay. So,
but
from
also,
what
I don't think it's like how it seems. I don't think it's like, oh, you're doing something. I think it's just like a deep relaxation that allows you to. We could all probably experience it ourselves anyway if we just knew the techniques.
So that's what I was going to say. About Lisa saying, I don't think it could happen. I feel like I'm the same. If I'm in a bar and there's like the bar hypnotist guy, it would never work on me, right? But there is something else. There's something other, like you said, where there's like, if they get you to breathe the right way for long enough and you do whatever. I don't think it's hypnotism in the classic sense of like, oh, look, I'm out and you're out. And then I can make you, you know, cluck like a chicken or stuff like that. I don't think it's all that, but
yeah,
but I don't know. It's interesting because I would love to challenge it myself by like, I don't believe I could be hypnotized, and then go get hypnotized and like, holy crap, I got hypnotized.
I can get hypnotized.
You know,
I believe in good old fashioned therapy.
Yeah,
rather than this kind of
hypnotherapy.
Thing.
Yeah, someone said they've done hypnotherapy and they actually do audio record the full session.
Sure.
I just would love to know people that actually like went in there as skeptics, tried to do it, and then it, like, nothing happened. I'd love to hear their side of it. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Like, you actually never hear that side of it, because it's generally the hypnotist that's allowed to put the stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to say, oh, I tried to hypnotize, you know, Chuck 6 times and it never happened.
But if you watch a video of yourself not remembering saying that or whatever, being hypnotized, and that's a crazy experience.
What does it really help with?
I think it's a lot of the memory stuff, like Chuck was talking about. Like,
you get into parts where you can't access or you can't recall.
When I was in high school, a girl did a project on it and brought a hypnotist in and hypnotized her, and then we were able to like ask questions, and it took this person back to when they were like 6 years old on the first day of Christmas. And the like, you could just see that the person was remembering everything about that morning. And it was weird. It's very strange. If it works, it's the weirdest thing, you know? And then I think when you wake up, you have those memories. You're like, oh yeah, no.
So
like,
it restores that.
It like restores that.
Yeah, I don't understand the ones where they say it controls them. Like, that's weird.
I think if you're doing something, you're a willing participant in doing that thing.
This guy said both of my parents were hypnotized in the 80s to quit smoking, and they never touched another cigarette after that.
Yeah, I've heard of it working for that kind of thing.
Yeah, my grandma said it worked.
I just don't know what else. That's the only thing I've ever heard about it. It's like, quit smoking or lose weight or whatever.
Yeah, those are usually like the big seminars they have.
Yeah.
I think they can go back and discover trauma if they know it's a way for people to face trauma.
Mm-hmm. So they would have to know...
You knew that you went through something, and then they would try and take you back there. So
give you like a vivid memory of
it.
Kim's with us here. Kim in Boston. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, penis balls.
Penis. You got hypnotized.
Well, it actually didn't work. So it was at a casino. We went to one of their shows, and they start by like taking volunteers, and you go out, and they started with like you put both of your arms in front of you, and he's saying these things that if one of your arms like floated like it's supposed to or whatever, then that means you're susceptible to being hypnotized. And my arms did it. So I stayed up there and he did his whole thing, but it didn't work at all. It worked on everybody else. Like they had me and another guy. The hypnotist was like, go to the bathroom and come back. And then we came back. He did something that he made the guy think that he saw a vagina when he went to the bathroom and was trying to get me to say that I thought that I had a penis when I went to the bathroom.
Oh, my gosh.
The guy believed it and was, like, completely freaked out. I mean, I don't know if he was just so drunk that he thought he
saw
a vagina.
So he thought when he pulled down his pants to go to the bathroom, there was now a vagina.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and they were trying to get me, the guy was trying to get me to think that I saw a penis, but I was like, I didn't see one, and I don't know, it didn't work on me.
Yeah.
Oh, so you ruined his whole skit.
Yeah, it was, well, the other guy made it very believable and funny, but yeah, no, it didn't work for me. But
all right,
I still
Kim.
Got a card to get a free show next time, so.
Right. Well, amazing.
Yeah.
Go back again.
Hopefully
this time you get a penis.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
See ya.
And like I said, I believe there's a big difference between the traveling bar, casino, hypnotist.
Yes, absolutely.
They are doing something, and maybe it is that some people are so susceptible to it that, because the guy that came to our university pub and did this, it was like you had to interlock your fingers. And then he was doing all this stuff. And then he was like, all right, now take your fingers and try and pull them apart. They should be stuck. And you're like, and, you know, I'm like, nope.
Right. And the one I saw, too, they started with a big group and then narrowed it down.
Yeah.
Because they realized only a certain group of people.
Yeah. Like there were six people in this whole big place that were willing to have sex with a chair. You know?
Right.
Like they're humping chairs and people would shake their hand all night. They'd have an orgasm.
I just feel like at a big show like that, too, they're going to have like plants in the audience.
It's real possible.
Show, right?
Yeah.
Unless you know the people that were up there.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know any of them, but.
Amy is with us in Boston. Amy, so you had two phobias you went to a hypnotist about. What are your two phobias?
So the dark and vomit, but vomit being the most important one. I will go into full on panic attacks. I've crashed cars. I've given myself concussions. It's been bad my whole life.
So your fear of you vomiting or just anyone vomiting?
Anyone, me, anyone. I left my pregnant friend in New Hampshire and gave her money for a taxi to go back home because she was nauseous and I could not have her in my car. It's my own daughter has to clean up after herself when she gets sick. It's awful. It controls my entire life. And I went to a hypnotist to try to get past that. Nothing. I went twice. Absolutely no help whatsoever.
So you're not susceptible to those.
Well,
kind of
did you feel like you were hypnotized or did you feel like they were just talking to you the whole time?
So I don't feel like I ever lost awareness of what was happening around me. So I don't know if you're supposed to zone out when you're hypnotized.
Right.
I don't really know. But
know.
It was none of that, like, you know, put your arm up and hold it there kind of stuff. He had a different technique. They call him the Mad Russian. I don't know if you've ever heard of him, but he is supposed to have like the one of the highest success rates in the world and nothing.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I think for the puke stuff and for the dark stuff, you have to do the, you know, the, like Lisa said, the normal ass therapy where they might just put you in a scenario just a little bit at a time in real life, like not hypnotized, but just like, okay, now you're going to watch a video of someone who says they're sick. And then, like, the more you're exposed to it over time, you get used to it type of thing.
Hmm.
Which is what they would do if I went to, like, food therapy.
See, I don't know what the education background is. I mean, what I'm reading online is that you just take a course online for this. Maybe there's some sort of education. Like, if you go to be a psychotherapist, you have to take a course.
Right, there might be, like, reputable therapists that are into it.
That's what I would...
just going to the Mad Russian for my trauma.
Right.
No. Mad Russian, make me stop vomiting.
No.
Mad Russian.
Went to the Mad Russian for my trauma.
Someone really said their husband was hypnotized for anger issues. It absolutely worked. He is now, he's become the most patient man you'd ever meet.
Mm. Mm.
That's good.
So there's people that definitely have success with it, but I wonder the percentage of success. Like, is it 10%, 20%? What's their success rate for doing it? Voice changing technology, Anonymous in Rhode Island. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Have you been through hypnotherapy?
Not hypnotherapy, but as part of my college orientation a number of years ago now, they brought a hypnotist in to do a show. And, you know, I volunteered to go up on stage. I was skeptical about the whole hypnosis thing. I wasn't sure if it was going to work. But, you know, once I got up there and, you know, the process started, he, you know, went through the whole spiel of, like, who's susceptible to hypnotism and, you know, process of elimination, picking people out who weren't falling for it or whatever. And, you know, at first I was like, you know, this isn't going to work. And what I came to realize is I think it's more, they put you into a state of willingness to, like, you become more willing to, you know, be open to suggestions and stuff like that. So, and, you know, the whole process of getting you hypnotized is, you know, kind of key to that. But what ended up happening for me is, you know, he did the whole stage routine, sent us to the bathroom, similar to that previous caller. And when I came back, you know, he, you know, took one, two other people who came back from the bathroom, clearly not hypnotized, sent them away.
What happened with you?
My penis fell off, and I had to run around chasing it around the room.
Yep.
That's trauma.
Or at least I was led to believe so.
Therapy after hypnotism.
Yeah. Okay, so thinking back on that now, do you vividly remember actually, like, seeing your penis on the ground? Like, how? What is your recollection of that?
So, from my experience, I would say I was lucid for the entire experience. I definitely did not see my penis running around the room. But it is definitely not something that I would normally do in a very public setting. I'm a very personal, introverted person. And something about going through the hypnotic process kind of allowed me to be...
a public dick chaser. So, were you actively putting a show on for people, do you think?
In the moment, I don't believe I was, but after the fact, I certainly felt like I had, if that makes sense.
Right, but I mean, I guess if you're in the moment and don't think you're putting a show on, you're just doing things. I guess it's hypnotism, right?
Just kind of rolling with it, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm still a little skeptical, but, you know, that skepticism has been shaken.
All right, dude. Thanks for calling in. Yeah. You have a good day. So he believes it worked on him. He was chasing his penis around the stage.
Yeah. To me, some of the UFO hypnotism stuff, which is like
that's more the memory-based.
The memory-based things where they're going back to recall things, and you listen to people, like, scared to death.
Yeah.
You know, scared.
See, that's
death.
The kind of hypnotism, like, I kind of, like, believe in.
Yeah.
A little bit. Like, because I've seen those, and those people aren't actors.
No.
And they're, like, reliving something horrifying.
Yeah. Like, that Benny,
what are their names?
Barney.
Barney and Betty.
Yeah, Barney and Betty Hill.
I guess the Mad Russian is a pretty famous
Okay.
Hypnotist. He's done a lot of celebrities and all sorts of different things. And Felicia, on a regular line in Boston, your grandma went to the Mad Russian.
Yeah, my grandma did.
And what did she go for?
So she went for quitting smoking cigarettes.
Did it work?
And it worked for her, apparently.
She never smoked after that?
Nope, never smoked after that.
All right, well.
You know,
so he's had some success.
It's like one of the things sometimes, though, it's like, almost like joining Weight Watchers, where you've decided to make like a financial commitment to sticking to something. And I'm sure the Mad Russian isn't cheap. So you've decided to go spend money. And in spending money, does that help you to stick to a plan that you really want anyway? Like, I really want to quit smoking. I'm going to go to this guy. I paid money. I'm not going to smoke again.
The same kind of effect as like psychics have on people.
Like, yeah.
You know, they're like, oh, yeah, you told me that. And then I.
Well, so much stuff is like, is it real? Is it mumbo jumbo? Like, you know, I always look at like a chiropractor that started as like a guy who was a snake oil salesman. And now it's like a big thing that everyone believes in, you know? So it's like.
Yeah. This is an unregulated industry too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just. Like, anyone can say they can hypnotize you.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
The Mad Russian, he's 81 now. His real name is Yefim Shubinstov. He's an eraser of addictions, depression, anxiety, and phobias. Works with smokers, drug addicts, alcoholics, and overeaters. Billy Joel, Drew Barrymore, David Arquette, Courtney Cox Arquette, Lenny Clark, and Amy Tan are among his celebrity patients.
See,
I really help them all, huh?
I believe less in anything like this kind of stuff. I really do. Like that you're going to go in my brain and alter a way that I act for the rest of my life.
See, I believe in that. I believe that's when it works. Those are the success stories I've heard about. The people who have, you know, been able to lose weight or quit smoking. Like it stops one thing.
Yeah, see, I can't believe that would work.
I just find it irresponsible for that guy to be dealing with trauma and stuff.
Yeah.
Like and saying he can help people without some kind of license.
Then mom went to the Mad Russian. She was able to quit smoking. He's definitely had success, according to people in Massachusetts who, you know, had someone who went to go see him. And he's got a name for himself. He's not, as you'd expect, he's not as mad looking, I guess, as...
No.
I just look like an old guy.
What are you expecting, like the Mad Hatter?
I don't know. When they say the Mad Russian, I thought...
Yeah.
Just a
he'd be a character.
Short, tiny little man.
Guy with a crazy hat and a stop watching.
Yeah.
Something a little more colorful, I guess, than just an old guy in dad jeans. And
like, I tuck my shirt into jeans. Is that,
what is a big whoop?
Mm-hmm. Is that mad enough?
But then now he's
oh my God, you're nuts.
Maybe he was crazier back in the day and he's calmed down since.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
In Fort Myers, a dude in a little bit of trouble. He just wanted to hit the 7-Eleven. Unfortunately, he did it in his riding lawnmower.
Oh.
And that's illegal.
Yeah.
You cannot go to the 7-Eleven on your riding mower. Here's that story now from NBC2.
On the way to cut his grass, one Florida man made a pit stop here at his nearest 7-Eleven. His neighbors tell me that this is not out of the ordinary. He rides his lawn mower for fun.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a Florida grown man.
He wanted to take a ride on his lawn mower.
Just mowing and going.
That's Florida. That's, yeah, Florida.
I see him every day. He is riding for the fun of it.
Right off of his lawn and up the street.
He's a friendly guy. He stops by the house every time. Wave.
When one person snaps a picture of him, pulling into 7-Eleven on the corner of Blackstone and 82.
I would give him his props because, I mean, it's one of those things by any means necessary, and he figured it out.
While it's definitely illegal, his reason for the midday joyride is a little less clear.
Natural reaction would probably be like he probably came to ask him if he could cut their lawn.
That's definitely a beer ride.
Yeah. Regardless of his motive or the danger involved, some are calling him a lawn mowing legend.
Yeah, I would just let him do his thing.
Yeah, doing no harm to nobody.
Reporting in Lehigh Acres, Sarah Metz, NBC 2.
I didn't realize it was. Did you guys know it was illegal to ride your mower somewhere?
Yes. No, I didn't
illegal?
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I figured. Drunk, obviously. It's
no, we can't. Nobody. You can't have the roads filled with lawnmowers.
It's not street legal. I'm not saying have the roads filled with lawnmowers, but okay, let's just say I live across the street from a 7-Eleven.
Yeah,
and
you can't.
Walk your ass over there.
Yeah.
Get off your lawnmower. Your lawnmower's for cutting the grass.
Lise, what if I stuck to just lawns? What if I just drove over everyone's lawn?
You can't go on other people's lawns with your lawnmower?
Sure I can.
No, it's illegal. Yeah.
I think Chuck's on to something. I think as long as you're staying on grass.
Yeah.
Technically, I'm on the grass.
No.
What if I cut lawns all the way there?
No, that's what I'm saying. Just a single line of cut.
That's it. I'm working.
Uh-huh.
I would appreciate the help. Thank you for cutting that line down my lawn.
Yeah. One line.
I mean, I guess it makes sense, Lisa, yes. But I just never, I never really thought that I could hop on it. It's still a motorized vehicle.
Well, the thing is, I have so many people that are driving around on things in my neighborhood that I can't believe that a lawnmower is any more illegal than the 25 different dumb little scooter things that are driving around and the souped up golf cart and the you know what I mean?
They go like half the speed of some of those like recreational vehicles.
Yeah, but I don't think like a golf cart should be allowed to just drive on a normal road.
No, and in Florida, you can't. You can drive on side roads.
Right.
You know, you can't drive on any major roads, but you can drive your golf cart anywhere as long as you stick to the side roads. Like, you can take it to the bar. You can take it to the store.
Yeah. Like, to me, it's like those little kid scooters. Like, my kid was begging me for a little while before he realized, oh, wait, I'm going to be driving soon. Why would I need a scooter? But, like, for those little, they make them at, like, I don't know. They're like Coleman scooters. Just little stupid things.
Right.
You know, learn to ride a motorcycle on.
We talked before. There's a ton of people in Ontario who are riding these like little scooters everywhere because you don't need a license. And a lot of them lost their license or was suspended or, you know, never got one. So that's their way around it. And they only reach a certain speed. And to me, that's a nuisance. That's just
The
roads filled with lawnmowers.
They go about
the roads filled with these stupid scooters.
Yeah, I think these scooters go about 30 miles an hour. Now, that's like you can get ones that go a little bit faster. But then you can also go into the engine and take all the governor stuff off and make them go probably 45. You know, and that's fast enough for some people. But to me, it's like you don't see them. Like all these kids are just flying around. It's like, well, one of them's going to get killed.
Yeah, that's dangerous. This guy said, it's funny. I was just thinking of riding my lawnmower. It needs to be fixed. There's a place on the main road near me, and I really thought about just cutting through a few people's yards to get there instead of renting a trailer to take it over. I mean, there's a chance no one will see you.
That's what I think. You could always, like, pretend you're cutting the lawn, and then if you see someone, just get off of it real quick and walk up to the house or something, and then when they leave, jump back on and then move another 20 feet.
I guess the main problem is you can't register a lawnmower, so it can't be insured.
Right.
I guess I never really not many of us are riding mowers around, so it's not a part of our life.
Like, we've heard of people being drunk on them and getting charged with DUI.
Yes.
Like, we've heard that.
So I knew you could do that.
I didn't know you. I mean, don't you think the 7-Eleven would be just jammed full of
mowers?
Well, because I think people wouldn't want to just go and fill a gas tank. They'd want to just be able to fill it up if they live close. Just drive in, fill up your tank.
And apparently he lives close by. He does this all the time. He drives it there. But I guess not anymore. Someone busted him.
That's crazy.
The jig is up. They're tracking all of us now, right? At all times.
They have been, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the one thing they haven't been able to completely track yet is our wieners. until now.
There's
they got
for
the
that.
Airport for that.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true. Right. They know the size
that's
of
true.
It.
Damn.
But they don't know your boner schedule.
Oh, that's true.
But now they will.
I'm pretty sure if they look at my phone and or a computer, they know my boner
schedule.
Yeah,
my phone tells them that every time I'm hard.
Yep. Yep, they know.
My phone tells them every time I'm hard.
It does. Yep.
Oh, we got another one here from Andy Green.
Yeah, look what he's looking
Bezos
at.
Knows.
Look, it's about 9:30 at night.
And look what he's looking at.
Only a matter of time. There's a sensor you can now put on your manhood, guys, that will track your excitement levels down below. It's supposed to help guys with ED and other health issues.
Please tell me that it looks like Cerebro. No, you guys know what that is. It's X-Men. Professor X puts the helmet on.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, like, with all the...
Right.
It's
all,
it's yes. not.
Wires.
It's not that exciting.
Damn it.
This is the sensor. It's attached to the penis with a band.
Okay.
The pics of this at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to go check it out.
So I guess for guys who can't get a boner, they would monitor you in your sleep to see if you're getting sleep boners.
Right, because you're supposed to have X amount per night.
Right.
And if you're not having that many, there's obviously some issues.
Right. You know, but also, I mean, you could have, like, your problems could be all mental.
Right.
Like, if you're if you're in a scenario and it's not going down, it could be a mental thing.
The Atom sensor, made by Atom Health, is attached to the base of the penis with a band and worn overnight. They say it's comfortable to wear under your PJs and almost unnoticeable. It counts how many erections you have during your sleep. Nighttime erections indicate the erection mechanism is in check, even if it doesn't work, like you said, for other reasons.
Yeah.
Healthy men have an average of 3 to 5 erections per night, lasting up to 3 hours total.
We are hard as a rock most nights.
Not clear entirely why this happens. Some experts say it's the body's way to keep the erection mechanism healthy by keeping blood pumping into the erectile tissue.
I think also you're like, so when my dad was talking to me about like getting his testosterone all tested and boy, it feels great. You test for it in the morning. As soon as you wake up, you have to test in the first half hour of you being awake.
Your testosterone.
Because apparently it regenerates while you sleep. And that's like the most testosterone you're going to have is in the morning. And then they test that and then they can find out whether or not you're like low or whatever. So I always assume the boners were from that testosterone that's like raging through your system as you sleep. You know?
Yeah, I just always heard it was just like to keep everything working.
Yeah.
They say, as we mentioned earlier, if you're still getting nighttime erections, but you're having issues in the bedroom, it's obviously more psychological, like anxiety or stress that's affecting you. But
you
if
just
there
don't
is,
like the person.
Possibly. If there is a lack of nighttime erections, then that means biologically something's going on with you. There's only one place right now in London where they're giving these out, but they hope to expand, of course, around the world. Also, diabetic issues can cause nerve damage and low testosterone, also cardiovascular problems. So it can actually tell a lot about your health overall.
Your boner is the key.
Your boner is the key if you're willing to sleep with a boner tracker. So, I mean, I have my watch on right now. It's tracking my heart rate.
Did you see the new Apple Watch?
Yeah, it tracks your boners now.
It tracks so much about me, my oxygen levels, you know, all sorts of different things. This is just another thing you're going to track if you're willing to do it.
It is crazy to think that there is like a big database of anyone with an Apple Watch or
their health.
Or, yeah, like that they know how healthy or how not healthy everyone who has those things on is right now.
Yeah. I'm sure it's just
somewhere in a.
It's just to help.
Oh, yeah.
It's just it's not to track everybody.
It's not to, like, send you French fry ads.
Yeah. Look at Optimist Andy over there.
Yeah.
It's just they want to help your health.
They want to help us.
Apple cares about you.
Yeah.
Apple cares about your health.
Apple's got to Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, they're using it against us, of course. I had a weird thing happen. I guess, obviously, I was heated. I was having a heated discussion with my younger son.
Oh.
Your watch went off.
Calm down.
I got a high heart rate warning.
Oh, my.
I've never seen that before.
I wonder what it sets off at.
Like, I wonder how...
What's a high
heated
rate?
How heated does Dave have to get? Like, you know, like 120 or like 144, 160.
Yeah, I wonder if it saves. I'm sure it saves on my phone somewhere.
Like, if you're working out, do you have to tell your watch you're working out so it stops giving you any kind of weird warnings? Or
I don't have mine give me warnings.
Yeah.
It must be turned off.
I didn't even know. This is the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah.
I've never seen it happening to me before, but it was weird.
I think Dave gave Chuck a new goal now.
Yeah.
Make Dave's watch go off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did this just happen, or was it during your little in-between segment search?
Yeah, no. Oh, wasn't when I was looking up squirting.
Yeah. His boner detector went off.
But it basically said it noticed an excessive heart rate without activity. Like, so if I was working out and it got to it, it'd be like, okay, he's working out.
So you went from zero to...
I was literally sitting just getting angry.
Yeah.
And my heart rate reached some sort of record
level. Oh,
that's
interesting, though. Like, it could tell you if you were having a heart attack or something. Your son almost gave you a sitting heart attack.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that's what kids do. They kill you.
It's weird.
Can't access it.
I can't access it, but I should have taken a screenshot of it because I'm like, wow, I've never seen that before. Obviously, I was very worked up. Yeah. Because I would worn this every day for years, unless it's something new that came in an update, right?
Maybe.
That set off a notification. Maybe it's happened to me before.
I've been that upset lately, so I don't know.
Well, that's good. Oh, yeah, there it is. An elevated heart rate while you're not active could indicate important changes in your health.
Yeah, like having a... weird.
So it got up to what was it?
120.
Ooh, that's really high.
Yeah.
Like just by sitting and being pissed.
I was super pissed, I guess.
Did you have to breathe and calm yourself down?
I did. It scared me. I was like, Jesus, this isn't that. Yeah. I shouldn't get that worked up. Eight from 752 to 802. The heart rate went from 120 to 124 beats per minute.
Whoa.
My threshold is 120. So if it hits 120 when I'm inactive.
What's normal?
What are you supposed to...
Yeah, I was going to say, what's that?
Well, I feel like resting?
Yeah.
I don't know, like in the 70s,
I think.
Mine's always in the 70s.
Oh, so this is beats per minute.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, no, yeah. Beats per minute. Yeah, that's not pressure. I was thinking blood pressure, but...
No, it's heart, like...
Yeah, beats per
minute.
My
heart was going crazy.
Yeah, like my dad's beats per minute, just always. It's almost like he's dead. Like, his heart is just so... He's so calm.
So calm, and I'm not.
Like, it's crazy.
I'm calmer than I used to be, I will say. Obviously, I wasn't, though, the other night. Someone else said that the same thing happened to them watching a football game yesterday.
Oh. And then you hear about men dying from heart attacks.
Yes, you do.
They're watching football games.
Yeah.
So to be careful.
But, like, there is something about that the warning snapped you out of it. There's something life-saving about that. Like, imagine
went,
you just
oh my
kept,
God, why am I getting
imagine
so worked
you
up?
Just kept on getting more worked up and more worked up instead of it going, hey, relax, dude. Like, and you looking down and being like, oh, okay, all right. I'm just, this is silly.
Yeah, I guess it did have a positive effect.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, Apple knows everything about you now.
Yeah, they do. And I'm sure they were listening.
They know everything by the phone about you.
Yes.
So.
I know. Well, but they know what your body needs and likes. And how
it still cracks me up that people are like, they're taking all our information. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they had it. They're out here.
I know.
What are you, stupid?
I know. half of the people that are loudest have an Apple Watch on.
Can you believe Facebook watching the things we put on Facebook?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's free. This guy who sent us an email over the weekend said, family and I were in the living room the other night when my wife's phone rang. It happened to be an unknown number, so she ignored it. A few minutes go by, there's a voicemail from the unknown number. The voicemail contains the conversation my wife and I were having after she ignored the call, as if someone in the house butt-dialed her. P.S. We recently moved and the house is older. Do you think the house is haunted or is Alexa playing games?
Definitely haunted.
Yeah, just go with haunted.
You're haunted.
Okay, but if you... I mean, I guess you could call yourself, technically, right? Can you call your own cell phone?
Yeah, of course you can.
But it's like an unknown number?
Yeah, but it would go right to voicemail.
It would, yeah, well, you would
right?
assume, yeah.
So that's how it happened.
I feel she, like that's...
She called herself.
It ignore.
Yeah.
Oh.
It went to...
But wouldn't it go right to call yourself?
I'm going
to
call myself right now.
Call yourself.
See if I can leave myself a voicemail.
Have a conversation with yourself, too.
Isn't it usually how you would check your voicemail back in the day? You would call yourself?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where you press, like... Yeah, I think that is the way you would.
Yeah, you just call your own number. Or there was, like, a code.
Oh, see, mine takes me... Right to my voicemail.
Yeah, it's like, how you would. So
it's not taking you to record a voicemail.
Unless in this option, like your butt was just randomly.
I feel like that's an oopsie. That's an Alexa oopsie.
Mm, like they're recording
everything.
Because
they've admitted that they save conversations that are just happening in your house. Yep.
And you can say, like, I don't want to do this to anyone's, you know, like Lexi. Well, let's say her name is Lexi. Call Chuck. Like there's some. They can do that if you make it accessible.
I talk to all my stuff now all the time like they're my friends.
That's right. You said that. Just you and your
like
devices.
I do. I really took I went down a different road.
I just never knew that. Like the
you
like
embraced
I,
it.
I don't think spies ever
they're
knew
my
that
friends.
It was going to come to a point where we'd just like buy the stuff.
You're right.
You know, we're like, we'll just buy the stuff and put it.
How can we bug?
I want to listen to music. Get this.
I put a microphone in every refrigerator.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's great. They'll buy it. You can tell them that it's in there and they'll still buy it.
Water comes out of the door.
Incredible.
Yeah, it's wild.
Buying is different now.
Yep. So it's easier than ever.
Alexa can call your cell phone if it knows your contact information, which it normally does, and it will show up as an unknown number. So they may have said it. You know how it can mishear you?
Yeah, yeah.
So they've done that, and it went right into her voicemail as they were having the conversation.
It had to be.
That's how it worked. Although Lisa firmly believes her house is haunted.
Yeah.
Well, that too.
So watch out for that. But you're definitely being listened to at all times. Hooters waitresses have a lot to deal with. Like, you know, the drunk guy who believes they're actually really into him.
Oh, yeah.
But this may have gone too far. Hooters just changed the shorts its waitresses have to wear.
I like the change.
I thought it would have went the other way. It's such a politically correct time. I thought, they're giving them bigger shorts.
Right.
They're trying to compete with the other places that show more.
Dude, basically they gave them thongs.
Yeah.
That's probably their only course of action
I'm
at this
surprised
point.
They're still around.
Yeah, they got the Twin Peaks. They got all
that's what I'm saying. Like, so they have to like compete with girls that are basically in like, we've said it. Hooter stuff, you're in nylons and then pair of shorts and your boobs are pushed up.
Right.
Other places people are in like almost bikinis, little kilts.
Yeah.
You know.
So I don't know why I can't scroll down here, but this is a Hooters waitress talking about why won't it let me do this, you guys?
I don't know.
It goes down way too far. So she's talking about how it used to be and how it is now. And
compared to the old shorts, so I grab my bucket of uniforms and
she shows you here. She tries them on.
These are
there's orange and black.
But the away from my black t-shirt.
There's the new ones. Okay, so she tries them on in a second. Orange is for servers in the restaurant.
Yeah.
Black is for bartenders.
Okay.
And these ones she was given. She's a bartender. Okay. At Hooters, she was given to wear. So she tries all three styles on.
Mm-hmm.
The old orange ones, the old black ones, and the new black ones.
I wonder
ones.
Why he's got so they many views.
I know, right?
Not cover a lot.
She's got a great butt.
Covered a lot.
So there's right here, the original orange, which to me are even tighter than the ones
I've
seen.
These are the old black shorts. So
like a little bit cheekier than the orange shorts, but still, like, they covered everything they needed to cover. And then with the new tights, I can't even hide the front of my leggings. And oh, look, a wedgie. So yeah, there is no longer anything covered by these shorts. And this is what the problem with the new shorts is. This is why.
So if you want to see that video for yourself, you can go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. So as she said, the new ones are like thong underwear, so yeah. Most of the ladies' asses would be out.
But I will say this, they can't go bare-legged.
Oh, they can't.
No, they have to wear tights.
They wear tights, and so then it's just like a fancy, I don't know.
Superhero. She's showing you the tights she has to wear here. These are the lightest ones you can get, which is way darker than her skin.
Yeah.
By the way.
Which is why I always thought it was like, come on, it's like someone's wearing a full pair of pants all the time. I mean, yes, it's just like a sexier pair of yoga pants.
Yeah. So it was mandatory. You must wear the new thong underwear shorts. You couldn't wear the old ones anymore. Until someone got their hands on the copy of the memo Hooters sent to employees. It basically said, if you didn't like the new shorts, then leave.
Yeah.
Really, they can afford to do that and with people not
There's
wanting
no
to work?
There's no shortage of stripper trainers.
Hmm. If you didn't like them and you wanted to stay, two options. You could ask to be transferred to a non-image-based position
at the
restaurant.
Yep.
Which means you'd also probably make less money.
Yep.
Or you could quit.
Mm-hmm.
There was immediate backlash from employees who didn't want to wear these extra short shorts. One said she didn't think it was fair because they're not the shorts she agreed to wear when she got hired in the first place. And it looks like the attention on social media paid off. Over the weekend, they put out a statement saying they will update their policy. Staff members will have the option of wearing the new shorts, or they can keep wearing the older ones that offer a little more coverage.
And that's smart. I mean, it'll take care of itself.
Yeah.
Capitalism will take care of itself as the girls in the short shorts make all the money. You know,
there's the new ones. So I guess you can have lighter stockings.
Yeah, like, but that's the thing. Like, she's in stockings. They've always been in stockings. You know,
this girl showing the old ones and the new ones.
Kudos.
I wonder what, like, marketing guy they paid millions of dollars.
So much money.
Let me remove some of the cheeks on the shorts. You guys trying to think of that?
Shorter.
You're not being bold.
It's fine. They're wearing leggings. If they don't like it, fine, leave.
Yeah. Let's go get a job somewhere else.
If you're a dying restaurant chain, you got to do something, I guess.
Yeah. I'm just saying, attention. Like, look at the girls from the other places. You know, look at the Twin Peaks of the world and the...
Hooters is like, was there like maybe 10 of them left in the world?
No, they have quite a few, actually.
I'm just amazed that they survive. There's more than you think.
Yeah, they do. They just survive.
Yeah.
Hooters is surviving.
They had their day, but...
420 Hooters.
Yeah. That's
they're actually all over the world. There's 42 states and 29 countries that have Hooters.
I wonder what they were at their... largest. Maybe they are still at their largest, but...
No, I know there's... I've seen three close.
Oh, yeah.
So...
I've only been to a Hooters like a couple of times.
I just think that other places...
Actually, as Lisa said, they actually had good wings.
Yeah, well, we used to go and get takeout from there all the time. Mm.
It would be like... It'd be where me and one of my buddies would meet. He'd come across from Canada and it'd be like, where do you want to... eat. We'd go to Hooters just to like have some laughs and, you know, whatever, eat the wings, but
it became kind of a joke after a while.
Well, it's right? not you're yeah. not you're not seeing it. That's my whole thing. It's like, it's not the funniest thing ever. Was I saw a baseball team of like kids that were like maybe 11 go in there when me and my buddy were there.
Yeah.
And these kids were like fascinated. I was like, this is the best.
The original one opened in Clearwater, Florida in 1983. It started the iconic Hooters brand.
Gosh, I didn't realize it was that old. Like, it started that long ago.
Actually, you know what? I guess to me, 83 I thought it would have been older than that.
Oh, really?
Because it seems like such an like 70s old holdover school. Or something.
Yeah. It seems to me very 80s.
Yeah.
It like seems 90s to me.
Really? Yeah. Like
even that was a peak in the 90s.
Yeah. They really...
They expanded everywhere.
And so they did have a hotel, right, in Vegas for a while.
It was like right off the strip. Like,
wasn't it across from the Hard Rock or something?
It was, I walked by it when we couldn't afford to stay on the strip because we had to stay at like a crappy motel and it was like the next big casino right next to it, like maybe a half mile off the strip.
Oh, yeah,
I think Hard Rock is a little farther past it going away from the strip.
Okay.
Okay. It looks like a takeout container.
It had, of course, had a Hooters attached to it, but it was a Hooters hotel and casino and now it's called OYO or OYO or
OYO. God.
Yeah.
How many crazy husbands drag their wives there? That's a funny place to see.
We got so a many. Great deal, Barb, on the Hooters Hotel. This is great.
I bet they did. Oh, I love
Listen, this is just a restaurant. I don't know why you're freaking out so much. We're not even going to be there that much. We're going to sleep there. That's it. The rest there's so much to see. Where did you take Barb for your...
the Hooters Resort there, right off the strip.
What were you thinking?
Yeah, she did not have an enjoyable time. pretty much did in Sin City for us.
Barb's been struggling with her weight and this.
She didn't appreciate all the slutty little girls like, running around the hotel there. So
no, I didn't think so.
Were the rooms like chicken wing themed? Or
I hope so. I mean, I've never heard of that.
I don't know. Like,
I didn't know
did
there
they
was
set
a whole...
apart the rooms. Oh, there's
pretty normal.
They did look like the inside of a Hooters.
Oh yeah,
they got the Hooters table. Colors, the wood, the orange. It was.
Would
just...
you believe that? Barb, look at that. Gorgeous. The wood is just like it is at the restaurant. Incredible.
Yeah, oh my god.
Themed hotel rooms.
Oh.
Amazing.
I love Barb's husband being super excited.
Yeah, this is great. I'm feeling lucky.
Oh, man, those are something else, huh?
Look at it.
Man, when that closed,
something else.
When that closed down, it broke a few hearts.
It's pretty bad.
Oh, no doubt it did.
It did. It broke a few hearts.
I always remember seeing it, and I couldn't believe that Hooters had a hotel.
Yeah.
Hooters always did a big thing in Vegas where they, like, I think where they named their Hooters Girl of the Year or whatever was always in Vegas. And now I'm wondering if it was always at the Hooters place.
When they show just the aerial shot of it, it looks like the Death Star of titties. like early 90s.
Yeah.
Baywatch.
Yeah.
And did the whole place... Also, that's kind of like the
dealers
were dressed in Hooters outfits.
Well, I'm sure every girl, every waitress,
maid, would your maid be dressed in a Hooters?
Maybe.
Okay, I'm going to say it. I am utterly shocked that this was not a gigantic success in Vegas.
I'm sure it was at a time.
Maybe it was for a while,
maybe.
But just like the and restaurant, it
old,
it's fading,
it grew
right?
old.
Yeah, I mean, this thing started in 83.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. To me, it seems like a place like for my dad's buddies.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
Like just hardcore, like factory buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never thought about the dealers dressed as Hooter girls.
But there's no reason to even travel down the strip, aren't they? Got all the tables right here. That's great.
You could probably get wings delivered right when you were gambling.
Incredible.
Oh, I'm sure. I remember... like when we were growing up, there in my hometown, there was a Hooters that was trying to open. And one of the guys I went to school with, his dad, through a church organization, his dad led the charge to keep the Hooters closed. And we were all furious. We were furious.
I completely forgot there was Hooters Air, too.
Hooters Air, Dave.
You could have flew to the Hooters Hotel on Hooters Air.
I had
Air.
No idea.
We talked about it before, yeah. But I can't believe we forgot it.
I forgot, too.
Hooters Air to the Hooters Hotel, Barb.
Package.
It sounds like I won a radio contest, Barb.
Oh, my God.
Listen, hey, you're not going to like this sounds a bit at first, okay? Because we got to take Hooters Air to the Hooters Hotel. But then it's a free Vegas trip. Can you believe that?
Look at your
New
flight,
York, New
your
York.
Flight attendant was in a Hooters uniform.
Yeah.
Want it off the guy who says baby.
With her boobs just in your face. I could see why
it could have been successful if done right.
Yeah, I mean, I think the lack of any real kind of training.
I'm sure they had to. They had to be trained, Chuck. You can't just pick a chicken wing waitress and put her in a plane.
I think that's all they did.
Did they just have one plane?
They had. I think they had five. The epic rise and fall of Hooters Air.
I don't know if I trust going on Hooters Air.
Yeah, who's the pilot?
Yeah, I know.
After a successful launch, it turned into a $40 million failure.
I wonder if this is...
And it wasn't a bad airline, they say.
I wonder if this is...
It lasted for three years.
It was really... A lot of people had dreams of having their own airline. Like, there was Trump Air, and that failed. And then there's Hooters Air, and that failed.
Hooters Air commercial.
10 reasons to fly Hooters Air. Myrtle Beach. 2 hours takeoff to Tea
We've watched this Nassau, before.
I think so.
Sun Entertainment. Fort Myers. Year-round Florida beaches. Fares from $99. Convenient morning departures and evening returns. No advance purchase.
2004?
No Saturday night stay. Hooters girls on every flight. All leather seats with extra legroom. Fly. Don't wait. Fly today. Log on to HootersAir.com or call 1-888-FLY-HOOT. Hooters Air puts the fun back into flying.
888-FLY-HOOT.
FLY-HOOT.
Amazing.
Yep.
Yeah. $40 million failure. Oh, my God.
Well, you tried to buy airplanes. You know, you bought four or five giant airplanes.
Oh, so they had traditionally attired flight crew, and Hooters girls would help them out.
Mm.
Okay,
right.
So there were some chicken wing girls who were brought on.
Yeah,
because they had officially trained flight attendants.
I wonder if they had to, like, at the restaurant, they force the girls to like sit down and engage in conversation with people at the table. It's clearly, I don't know if it's 100% mandated. Or they just know that's how to get the best tips. But they'll pull up a stool and sit down.
They always sit down like they're your friend.
Like
whatever.
They're your friend. And I wonder if that's what they made them do on the flight. Wow. Like someone got up to go to the bathroom and...
Rest in peace, Hooters.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.